Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. The next Mega Millions drawing is tonight, and Powerball is tomorrow.
No one's won Mega Millions since July, and the jackpot was creeping past $654 million Tuesday night. At the same time, Powerball's jackpot was nearing $350 million and growing. While the odds of winning are slim to none, doesn't stop people from buying tickets and dreaming.
Someone has to win, right? First thing I do is pay my child support. Get that out the way. That I've been paying too long for that.
I disappear, you know, for a while, travel the world, and invest.
$500 million, I'd retire, man. Make friends. Charity, everything.
The chances of you winning, you got better odds of getting struck by lightning. Twice.
On that note, good luck. The Mega Millions drawing is at 11 p.m. Eastern tonight. Powerball's tomorrow night. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Floodwaters that have plagued in the Hutchinson area during the past week are now starting to recede.
With the receding waters comes the cleanup of the damage left behind. Most of the main roads in Reno County, especially around the Hutchinson area, are back open, but some of the rural dirt roads remain impassable. KSN News spoke with Reno County Sheriff Randy Henderson.
Before a road can be open, Public Works needs to go in. Not only is the water down, but any debris on the roadway has to be removed.
Henderson says people should use caution as some dirt roadways may be completely washed out in spots. Henderson also said that barricades will remain in place until roads are declared safe and warns that traffic tickets will be issued for drivers that try to go around them. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The latest government crop report shows mostly adequate soil moisture levels across Kansas as farmers plant winter wheat and harvest fall crops.
The National Agricultural Statistics Service reported Monday that winter wheat planting was 62% complete, about average for this time of year. The agency says 44% of the planted wheat has already emerged in the state. Meanwhile, growers are making some progress in bringing in their fall harvested crops. Corn harvest is 63% finished, soybean harvest 16% done in the state. Kansas farmers have also cut about 19% of their sorghum and 16% of the sunflower fields. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A lawsuit by Stormy Daniels against President Trump tossed out of court.
Adult film actress Stormy Daniels had been suing the president for defamation, but a federal judge threw the case out based on free speech grounds. Daniels sued the president over a tweet when he denied her claim of being threatened by a man in a Las Vegas parking lot. Daniels said the man was threatening her for going public about an alleged sexual encounter with the president, but the president tweeted the claim was a con job. The judge ruled that tweet constitutes rhetorical hyperbole normally associated with politics, and it is protected by the First Amendment. Daniels' lawyer Michael Avenatti says they're going to appeal. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. You'll likely want to grab the heavy jacket or coat as we get the day started. A freeze warning is in effect again across south central Kansas. Our high today, 62 with plenty of sunshine, mostly clear, and 41 overnight. And then for Wednesday, sunny with a high 63. It'll be a bit cooler by Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we have a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. And 30 degrees on KNSS. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted here on a Tuesday morning. And take a look at the blur. Entertainment news this morning with our own Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yes. Actor Gerard Butler spoke to reporters at the Pentagon about working with the Navy for his new movie, Hunter Killer. Butler says he learned how hard it is to be a submariner.
Realize how their minds work and how agile and how creative they have to be. And they're constantly being tested, to prove themselves, to think logistically, to think intuitively, to think in all different manners.
Butler spent a lot of time with Navy personnel during the making of the movie. It's about a real-life Navy attack submarine crew during World War II. Let's find out what's going on in the world of music.
I'm Tanya J. Powers. In the The movie A Star Is Born is not only doing great at the box office, the soundtrack to the remake topped the Billboard 200 album chart in the first week of release. It marks the fifth time Lady Gaga was at number one, but the first time for Bradley Cooper. In 1977, the original movie was at the top of the charts too, with Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson in the lead roles. Halloween gets a Slipknot makeover. There's a haunted house in Des Moines, Iowa called the Slaughterhouse that uses the band's music to help scare the guests. Creator Ian Miller says you don't have to be a fan of the band to still enjoy the experience. And what's the most popular album in history for British listeners? Britain's official charts company says the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band takes top honors. Rounding out the top five, albums by Adele, Oasis, Pink Floyd, and Michael Jackson. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
And speaking of the Brits, another royal baby is on the way.
Just under 5 months after Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were married, Kensington Palace announcing they're expecting a baby due in the spring. The palace saying the couple is delighted to share this happy news with the public. The baby will be seventh in line to the British throne, and with an American mother, it could hold dual UK-US citizenship. The news emerging as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, as they're known here, begin their first overseas tour in Australia. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The spin-off of Roseanne called The Conners begins tonight.
Lots of questions surround the new show, The Conners.
I thought we should talk about a game plan for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Well, I say we follow the Conner tradition, spend every dime we have on Halloween, and then we have nothing to be thankful for or buy gifts with.
ABC canceled Roseanne after her racist tweets about former Obama official Valerie Jarrett, and the rest of the cast carries on in the spinoff. So how did they write Roseanne out of the show? ABC screened two episodes for reporters and critics and specifically told them they couldn't, quote, discuss, imply, or in any other way reveal what happens to the character of Roseanne Conner. So you'll have to wait until tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern time to find out. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Let's talk about the stars with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
The Fox celebrity profile on world-famous astrophysicist and host of Cosmos, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Looking forward to the future of space exploration as NASA turns 60, Tyson, also hitting that milestone this year, has an optimistic vision.
And how many wars have we ever fought on access to limited resources? If space becomes our backyard, an entire reason for why we have had wars in the past goes away. So the exploration of space may be the greatest peace driver there ever was.
Tyson reflects on the space race.
Practically every decision we ever made in space was reactive to a previous decision made by the Russians. And then you find out the Russians actually are not going to successfully get to the moon. It is completely obvious why we stopped going to the moon and why we never move on to Mars.
Tyson and the Cosmos team are excited for the future and to expand audiences' minds in Season 3, Possible World.
Cosmos has successfully crossed multiple branches of science in ways that make it clear to you why they matter to you.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Of course, we received word this morning, a little bit of breaking news, that the Starlight Drive-In in South Wichita is closing up shop after its final show on Saturday, apparently. Starlight Drive-In is closing down for good. Breaking news this morning
right.
In the entertainment industry. It was 40 years ago on this day that Wichita first got something called cable television. 40 years ago today, workers began constructing Wichita's cable TV system. Air Capital Cablevision was going to make service available to about 2,000 homes a month. With 18 channels. Which,
wow.
At the time, what we had four.
Yeah.
We had the three networks and public television. Initially, 18 channels provided, and then they hope to add a whopping six more within a year or two, charging $8 a month.
And now we got more channels
more
than you can
ever
watch.
Now you've got hundreds and hundreds of channels.
Yeah.
So Wichita first got cable 40 years ago on this day. Playwright Eugene O'Neill was born 130 years ago on this day. One of the great playwrights of the 20th century. Long Day's Journey in Tonight, of course, comes to mind. The Iceman Cometh. One of the great playwrights of our time. Eugene O'Neill was born 130 years ago on this day. 50 years ago on this day, the release of...
Well,
Jimi Hendrix Experience released the album Electric Ladyland 50 years ago on this day. You're shaking your head, Steve.
Well, it was way underground.
Third and final studio album by the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Double album. By mid-November, it had charted at number one in the United States. Spent 2 weeks in the top spot. It was maligned at first by critics, but it has gained popularity over the years. Q Magazine now has it on its list of 100 greatest albums of all time. It's on Rolling Stone's list of 500 greatest of all times, ranked 55th all time. Electric Ladyland.
They wouldn't play it on local radio here.
Because?
Too crazy, too wild.
Too out heavy. There?
Yeah.
There you go. We'll take a look at 60 years ago on this day, the final episode of the game show 21. And it went away, of course, as the result of the game show scandals when it was found out that producers were prearranging all these game shows and giving contestants the answers and that it was all predetermined ahead of time.
Oh boy.
And as a result, the ratings plummeted. The final episode of the game show 21 aired 60 years ago today. And of course, the host of that show, Jack Barry, basically buried him for about 10 years before he was able to come back and get back into television. 50 years ago today, the release in Wichita movie theaters of the movie The Boston Strangler.
Tony Curtis.
Starring Tony Curtis in a little bit of an off-cast role for him as the Boston Strangler. Henry Fonda played the chief detective who came to fame for obtaining his confession.
Yep.
Tony Curtis was nominated for a Golden Globe Award for his performance. George Kennedy is also in that movie. It was the film debut of Sally Kellerman in that movie as well. And Tony Curtis got nominated for a Golden Globe for that. The Boston Strangler, that came out 50 years ago. And we have a huge birthday today. Actress Angela Lansbury is 93 today.
Huge talent.
We start talking about Angela Lansbury. 5 Tony Awards, 6 Golden Globes, 1 Olivier Award, 3 Oscar nominations, 18 Emmy nominations. Picture this as we talk about Angela Lansbury. She's 18 years old. Her first movie, Gaslight. She got nominated for an Oscar. She's only 18.
He was good in that.
Her second movie was National Velvet. Her third movie was The Picture of Dorian Gray.
Wow.
She got nominated for an Oscar for that.
Oh.
So she's not even 20 years old, and she's already got 2 Oscar nominations.
Wow.
She also got nominated later on for The Manchurian
Candidate. Oh, was she good in that?
She could have easily won the Oscar for that, but she was up against Patty Duke as Helen Keller year. Yeah, okay. Tough category. The great, resplendent Angela Lansbury is 93 today. That's Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by Pizza John's in Derby. They're right there serving up tasty pizza on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby.
844 now. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. He's going to talk about a big aviation meeting with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.